Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Chris Pavona with the Fantasy Sports News Update. It might be snowing in New York City, but it is certainly sunny in Philadelphia today, as Bryce Harper is a Philly for life. Multiple league sources are saying the Philadelphia Phillies have won the Bryce Harper sweepstakes, finally locking up the All-Star to a 13-year, $330 million contract, which also includes a no-trade and no opt-out clause. ESPN's Jeff Passan is being told that Harper will earn an average of $25.4 million a year, but Scott Boras told sources Harper had offers of up to $45 million $45 million a year, but in the end, and after months of speculation, Harper, like his big money counterpart Manny Machado, got exactly what he wanted, that long-term security deal. Guys, what a big day for Bryce Harper and the Philadelphia Phillies, which is something that we knew was going to kind of happen as we bring in Rich Simonello for this hour and 8 o'clock to talk NFL Combine. But I'm sure you guys can also talk about a little bit about this contract with our boy Rich, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We can do that. I mean, the biggest part to me. Nah, the biggest part to me is what you said, that there's no trade, no opt-outs. You know, I think that is interesting. He is a Philly for life. And it was clear in this process that he did not necessarily want to go to Philadelphia or like the manager. I'm a little concerned about how this is going to play out. Sometimes these guys that just go for the biggest money and go to places that they don't actually love, it does not work out. Exhibit A for me would be Robbie Cano in Seattle. You know, so I don't know. I want to see how this plays out. I don't think it's a lock that he goes off and is like the NL MVP, like he's the favorite to do. The ballpark is smaller, but I don't know if he's a fit exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I know that you guys really weren't that surprised about this. You guys have been saying it was really the Phillies are bust for Bryce Harper. But the most surprised person out of this deal probably was Phillies manager Gabe Kapler. As he first heard the news, he'll be managing Harper from the fans in the stands of the Phillies spring training game against the Toronto Blue Jays yesterday. Fans were showing Kapler and the Phillies their phones, giving updates as reports leaked out. Kapler had said he asked them where they were getting their info, afraid it wasn't legitimate because this had happened to the Phillies beforehand. But Kapler said after the game, if the reports are true, it's a huge moment for our baseball team. We get a lot better on the field, and Bryce Harper is a great teammate. We'd love to have him in our clubhouse if reports are true. Obviously, the reports are true. But, guys, do you really think that Bryce Harper is a good teammate? Because we've heard a lot different.
No. No, and he pisses off guys. He pisses off guys, Joe, who like our competitors, Max Scherzer, Jonathan Papelbon. I don't know. He's, we'll see. But he's going to be there for 13 years.
Well, we'll see.
It doesn't matter what it is. He's locked up for 13 years. What'll happen in 6 months from now? We don't have any clue. But what we do know is he's reporting to Phillies camp. Let's not try to pretend anybody's going to be worried about what happens when he's 33, 34. It doesn't matter. Right now, he's 26. And if the Phillies end up making it to the World Series, I can promise you nobody's going to care what Bryce Harper's doing at 33 years old.
Kind of a little side note here. Bryce Harper is pretty much going to be with them until 2031, but Bobby Bonilla will still be getting paid until 2035.
That's true. That is true. July 1st, Bobby Bonilla Day.
Bobby Bonilla Day on July 1st. Let's go over to the NBA, guys, but, you know, no big deal here. Just James Harden proving he's the best offensive player in the game, dropping 58 points and 10 assists in the Rockets' comeback win over the Miami Heat, 121-118. Seriously, no big deal here. You know, it was just his 650-point performance of the season for Harden, the lone NBA player to hit the milestone more than once in 2018-2019, and the 15th 50-point-plus game of his career. Only Wilt Chamberlain, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and Elgin Baylor have scored 50 more times in NBA history. Seriously, no big deal, because it was also the seventh time that Harden dished out at least 10 assists in a 50-point performance, a feat no other player has ever accomplished more than three times, and he was also only 3 points shy of his career high, one he made only a few weeks ago when he put up 61 points against the Knicks. The Rockets, obviously Harden is going to lead them in the scoring category. That'll help them get to the playoffs. But the real question here, guys, is, you know, the Rockets still need to be able to play defense come playoff time.
Joe, I think Harden was listening or watching Make It Rain yesterday, because you asked point blank, what can Harden do to get back into the MVP conversation? I think he might have been listening to you and proving a point to you, Joe.
Yeah, I think we also said it was probably a good idea to fade the Miami Heat last night after they were cracking champagne bottles here after Dwayne Wade hit that dagger three against the Golden State Warriors,
right.
Then had to go on a back-to-back and take on Houston. So probably a good idea in both of those cases.
Well, guys, to round out the rest of this news here, The Athletic's Jeff Zrabic is reporting Thursday that growing speculation at the 2009 NFL Combine is that the Ravens are now one of the favorites to sign Le'Veon Bell in free agency. But we can talk a little bit more about that with Rich Sermonello coming up here for the next 2 hours on Make It Rain. It's Chris Pavone with the Fantasy Sports News Update. Joe, I got to go find my sweater.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
It's Friday, people. Welcome in. It is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, and we're excited to be joined by one of our very own family members here, Rich Sermonello, host of our College Football Today show on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And Rich, good morning. Happy Friday to you, man. Thanks for getting up this early and hanging with us.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, man.
Doing good, Rich. Good to talk to
you. Friday. Doesn't get any better than Friday. We got Combine going on. We got NFL free agency. We've got, I can't believe it. Somebody told me the other day too, Rich, I think we are what, something like 100 days or something away from college football starting back up. You wouldn't happen to know what that number is, would you?
No, not the exact number, but at this point, I'm fully focused on NFL draft and also spring football. You know, a lot of people dismiss the importance of spring football when it comes to college football, but with the turnover being so high in college football, we'll be talking about, you know, who are the next stars, what are the quarterback battles to watch. So for those of us that are ingrained for 365 days a year, spring football is upon us. We were actually watching some BC practices yesterday, so that's how detailed it gets.
Wow.
Well, I'm sure our guy Mike Blewett is all over that.
Yeah, that was a little Blewett plug for his BC Eagles on that one.
There you go. Exactly. You know, he loves himself some BC Eagles. What do you really get, though, out of spring football? Because here's my question for you. I heard, like, you know, Alabama spring football 2 years ago, Quentin Williams is just chilling on the side in street clothes, you know? So
yeah.
Do you actually see everybody, you know, who's actually going to be difference makers and can't tell when the 18-year-olds come out? Like, you know, when Trevor Lawrence was in spring football, did everyone know that he was going to be the man?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, if you're talking about stars that are returning, I'm not so worried about spring football. Spring football for me for stars is, are they healthy? Are they helping the young kids? But you mentioned Quentin Williams. Quentin Williams last year was a time where he gets an opportunity to emerge because – remember, he was not going to be, you know, people didn't know Quentin Williams. They were thinking Jonathan Allen, so spring football is huge for that.
Right. We'll talk about it some more, Rich, on the other side of the break.
Joining us here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Come back, more draft combine coverage on the way.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, you'll earn double O'Rewards points during O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
Almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
We're making it rain here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri alongside Dan Martinez. Joining us this morning on the show, Rich Sermonello, host of the College Football Today show here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And a lot of talk here, Rich, about this guy. I think his name is Kyler Murray. A lot of talk heading into the combine. And I found it fascinating yesterday that what we ended up hearing and what we ended up getting and learning is that he is just over 5'10" tall. And it seems as if everybody at the combine took this sigh of relief, like this big breath, like, oh, wow, he's 5'10", at least he's 5'10", and somehow or another, are we all supposed to believe that now everything is going to be hunky-dory with Kyler Murray as a quarterback in the NFL?
Yeah, I listen, I'm with you. I've never seen a scouting community, NFL people, football people be so excited about a quarterback being an eighth of an inch above 5'10". And I think we need to tap the brakes a little bit in terms of this transitive effect of, oh, Russell Wilson was successful. He's under 6 feet. So I guess Kyler Murray's a lock. Or, you know, we no longer worry about system quarterbacks because Pat Mahomes is having his success via Texas Tech, now with the Kansas City Chiefs, or Baker Mayfield finished strong last year via Lincoln Riley's system at Oklahoma. So I'm intrigued by Kyler Murray. I respect the athleticism, the explosiveness, but this is a 5'10 quarterback, system quarterback, one-year starter, has possibly baseball aspirations out there. I'm not as pumped about this kid as a top 10 pick, but having said that, after his pro day workout, I would not be shocked if he rises very fast. I think this is someone who has become catnip for certain GMs. Let's see what happens with the Arizona Cardinals. Not a big fan of Josh Rosen, wasn't last year. Not sure how Cliff Kingsbury feels, but Kingsbury plus Murray in the desert could be very interesting.
Yeah, it could be. And Rich, I understand what you're saying about, you know, that Russell Wilson doesn't necessarily equal Kyler Murray, right? But I would love to hear how you see Kyler Murray stacking up vis-a-vis Baker Mayfield, okay? Because Baker Mayfield was in that same system, has had some success in the NFL, was, you know, a shorter kind of guy as well. And then if you can, Rich, also, not only Murray vis-a-vis Baker, but what about Murray and Haskins and Locke and Jones and Greer,
yep,
this year's class vis-a-vis, say, last year's class with Darnold and Baker and all that, or even going back to, you know, the Goff and Wentz or the Trubisky, Mahomes and Watson, or, you know, even Winston and Mariota? How should we see this 2019 QB class up against the ones from the last 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, it's a great setup. I like the first question in terms of Baker. You obviously have quarterbacks who are familiar with that system. They can make plays outside of the pocket. Get Kyler more so than Baker. Baker a couple inches bigger than Kyler Murray. I think Baker Mayfield, when you break down the tape, and Kyler Murray surprised a lot of people last year, because remember, this is a kid who began his career with Kevin Sumlin at Texas A&M, had to take 2017 off during his transfer year. So this is someone that we didn't really get an opportunity to watch on Saturdays, watched him more so on the practice squad. So people didn't know exactly what to expect last season. He explodes, wins the Heisman Trophy, dynamic athlete. He is not, in my opinion, Baker Mayfield as a passer. Baker is a more accurate thrower. He's a better downfield passer. He's more polished. And I've had some people say to me, well, Baker wasn't that experienced, which is kind of curious to me because Baker has been playing since his freshman year, has a ton more reps at the college level than Kyler Murray does. So I think he's far advanced compared to Kyler Murray at similar stages in their career. Obviously, Kyler could do more outside of the pocket. A couple of things real quick in terms of the measurables. One of the concerns that I had, we knew he was in that 5'9", 5'10 range. I was worried about hand size. That, to me, was one of the things that got dismissed. The concern about the hand size, is it 9 inches? Is it south of 9 inches? The fact that he has a 9.5-inch hand, that, to me, was something that was very positive that came out of the measurables. And the other thing, finally, on the measurables with Kyler Murray is, you know, 5'10 is one thing. Will he see over linemen? Do we worry about batted balls? But how about the thickness of this kid? This is sort of a wiry kid. I know he came in at 207. I don't think he plays at 207 in the NFL. I think he's going to play at south of 200 pounds. And once someone gets clean hits on this kid, I worry about durability. That's another area where Baker, little thicker type of a player, can absorb more punishment. So similar from a system standpoint, but very different players. And I think different potential as well. I was high on Baker Mayfield last year. Kyler Murray, for me, is a little bit of a wait and see.
Rich Sermonello joining us. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network here on a Friday. And if you're just joining us, it's all about Kyler Murray at the Combine right now. And a lot of the NFL scouts, a lot of the NFL general managers all seem to be in love with this guy because he measures in over 5'10", which is baffling to me. And you mentioned hand size. And one of the comparisons I don't like, Rich, is this comparison to Russell Wilson, whose playing weight in the NFL is 220, 225. And you're absolutely correct. This guy, when he's got the pads on, after, you know, after they get into training camp, he's going to be a buck 90, a buck 95.
Yep.
And we have seen this story before, okay? We've seen RG3, we've seen Michael Vick, we've seen these athletic quarterbacks who aren't built and don't understand. It's not innate in them to be able to take a knee. It's not innate in them to be able to slide. They think they can always bust a touchdown. They are one juke away, and they can. It's very hard for these guys to be able to go, all right, let me shut this down. And you're right, at 190 pounds, to me, I cannot waste this draft with as many defensive staples that I could get, edge rushers, in this draft. I can't waste a top 10 pick on a guy who I don't know after two hits might be in a concussion protocol or even worse, out for the season.
Completely agree. And listen, I understand where we're at. I believe wholeheartedly that at the end of April, this is a young man who's going to be drafted in one of the top 10 picks. Wouldn't be shocked if someone falls in love with him, trades up to grab him. I understand all of that. But in the real world, an ideal scenario for me, for Kyler Murray, particularly in the early stages of his career, would be sub-packages. Now, this is a kid who would be phenomenal as a second or third quarterback that you could use in sub-packages. He has a spot in the NFL. He'll make plays in the NFL. He will make your head spin. He will be a human highlight reel at times. But is he your franchise quarterback? Is he someone who's going to carry your offense to the playoffs and ultimately a Super Bowl? I am still doubtful about that. I think there's a lot that I have to see to believe in that. He's an NFL player. He's a sub-package dynamo. I don't know if he'd be my franchise guy as well. And I didn't want to dismiss Dane's question before. In terms of this class of quarterbacks versus recent ones, certainly last year's being the most recent, I liked last year's class of quarterbacks a great deal. I'm not sold on this class right now. Dwayne Haskins sort of came out of nowhere, another one-year starter, finished last year very strong. He is the favorite right now to be the first quarterback taken. But you name me a quarterback, and I'll name a severe shortcoming at this point. There's a reason why a lot of teams are going to be kicking tires over the next month to figure out, you know, Drew Lock's inconsistency in big games. Does Will Greer have the adequate enough arm strength? Daniel Jones has some major red flags for me. I think he could be the most overrated quarterback in this draft. Kyler Murray's size. Dwayne Haskins is inexperienced. So right now, I see this as a mediocre, subpar type of a quarterback class. Obviously, we'll have to see how it plays out in the coming years.
Rich Sermonello joining us here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Hey, listen, if you had your choice, you're a GM, Rich. Let me ask you. I mean, are you going Haskins or are you going Murray? And hold on to before your answer over there. We'll hit that when we come back. But I think that's really the question. Which one is going to go first? And we'll talk about that coming up next here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports.
Would you take Harper or Machado?
Harper.
Would you take Harper or Goldschmidt?
I think I would lean Harper.
I take Harper over Sale. Me too. I take Harper over Altuve.
Yeah, I've never been a huge Altuve fan.
Right, so I think Harper is probably in that 11 to 15 range.
Yeah, but you have to know that there's definitely some risk with him.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards Program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Modell's.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to MonmouthPark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
College basketball has reached the climax of the 2019 season, and the Fantasy Sports Network has you covered for all the news and betting information for the conference tournaments leading up to the big dance. Get the latest wagering and prop bet advice every day from FNTSY's top experts and analysts as they prepare you with the best advice in bracketology. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio app in iTunes and Google Play and watch select programming in the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your home for winning big in the month of madness.
2019 NFL Scouting Combine is in full swing, and for serious players, well, fantasy football is now, of course, a year-round pastime, and Roto Experts has you covered with their NFL 365 fantasy football package, including the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Matek and the Roto Experts, they are providing dynasty, season-long, betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year so you can have an edge regardless of what type of football you play. You can save 10% at rotoexperts.com. Use the promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off. Use the code FNTSY. It is the NFL 365 fantasy football package only at rotoexperts.com. And good morning. Welcome in here. It's Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, Rich Sermonello joining us on Make It Rain. And we've been talking about the combine, and we've been talking about all of the hype surrounding Kyler Murray. And the question before we went there to the break, Rich, was if you're a GM in the NFL right now, and I do think it is safe to say the two quarterbacks in all likelihood that are going to go first are going to be Kyler Murray, or it's going to be Dwayne Haskins. Dwayne Haskins, a lot of people are associating with the New York Giants. Kyler Murray is the unknown because you don't know what Arizona is going to do. But if you're the GM, who's going first here in the draft, do you think?
Kyler Murray gives you the sizzle. I think Dwayne Haskins long-term gives you the steak. To me, far higher upside, much safer pick. You're talking about prototypical size, prototypical arm strength. Dwayne Haskins, and again, it's a small body of work. We saw him at the end of 2017, came off the bench in an emergency situation, played well against Michigan last year, slow start. But late in the season, guys, and this is what I like about Haskins, he exhibited a bomber's mentality. He's poised. He's confident. He's got just a little bit of swag, not overconfident, but enough swagger that you want in a quarterback as the franchise, the face of your organization. Haskins, to me, it's a bit of a knock at this point. He has the inexperience, but I'll turn that around and say after just one season, as phenomenal as he was, the trajectory is headed in the right direction. Late last year, against the best defenses he faced on the schedule, the Michigans, the Northwesterns, the Washingtons in the bowl game, that's when he elevated his play. So I love comps this time of year. I know it drives people crazy because they think I'm making an apples to apples, oranges to oranges comparison. Not the case, but just to put a thought in your mind, to me, Dwayne Haskins is a young Ben Roethlisberger. Back when Ben had a little bit of mobility outside of the pocket, wasn't a scrambler, but can make plays, can extend plays when the pocket breaks down. That's what I see in Dwayne Haskins. To me, much bigger upside than Kyler Murray.
Hey, Rich, we talked a little bit about these quarterbacks, and that's an interesting comparison to Big Ben. What I want to ask you is zoomed out a little bit more. You know, everybody's in Indianapolis now for the combine. I call them the underwear Olympics, you know what I mean? But let me ask you this. When you have all of these data points, right, you're going to see how they do in the 40 and the bench press and all that. But then you also have the game film and their tape. What do you put more stock in? And you just mentioned Dwayne Haskins and some of the best defenses he played against. You mentioned Michigan. I am very intrigued with how people are going to see a guy like Rashawn Gary. You know what I mean? Who everybody thinks is going to be a measurable beast, a la Jadeveon Clowney almost, right? But in a lot of games, he disappeared for the Wolverines. So what do you think? What do you think? And what do you think GMs think in terms of, on one side of the scale, there's the tape that we've seen for 3 years. And on the other side, there's him running on the turf in Indianapolis in his underwear this weekend.
That's a phenomenal question. And that really is, that comes down to philosophy and how you evaluate talent. For me, and obviously what happens over the next 48, 72 hours matters. And it matters in ways that transcend just 40 time and three cone and how many times you could put the bar up. It's also the interviews, big part of the process. It's also the medical checkups, huge part of the process, because there's a lot that we don't know, particularly with HIPAA laws as they are in college. Oftentimes we don't know what the medical condition is for a student athlete. So was there a shoulder injury? Was there an ACL tear? Was there a recurring or degenerative type of a problem? You know, oftentimes we'll see in April and early May players drop and we think, is it an off-field issue? Sometimes it's a medical issue that has been underreported. So there's a lot that'll happen in the next 2 or 3 days that is beyond just those 40 times. In terms of the initial question, I'm more of a tape guy. To me, the tape doesn't lie. Now, listen, if somebody, if it's a receiver who runs a 4.65, obviously that's going to factor into the equation. But if you did it week in, week out against good competition, to me, that's more important than what happens in Indianapolis. And I love the fact that you brought up Rashawn Gary, because that is the perfect example. Rashawn Gary is going to be lights out when he has his opportunity in Indianapolis to run with those defensive linemen. He is a physical freak. But 3.5 sacks last year, to me, that's unacceptable. I haven't seen it consistently enough. That, to me, would be a red flag on Rashawn Gary.
Rich Sermonello joining us here. You know, the combine is a lot of fun, and I think because it's associated with the NFL and the college game, of course, it gets people all excited. I mean, hell, even I think ABC is carrying a combine coverage for a couple of hours. They're actually going to go wall to wall with it, I think, for 2 hours over the weekend because the NFL is king. But I think people also need to understand, I mean, Rich, the draft is a crapshoot. It really, really is. Far more people and far more teams in the NFL whiff on the draft than they actually succeed. Yeah. And I don't see it any different this year, especially without those high-profile skill position players. A lot of edge rushers, a lot of, you know, interior linemen, Bosa, that kind of thing. But, you know, not the flashy wide receivers and quarterbacks and running backs. But, I mean, if you could speak to it, though, really, it's not an exact science. I mean, Bill Belichick has whiffed way more in the draft than he's actually nailed anything. So I think people got to keep that in perspective, that you can run and jump and all you want. Doesn't tell me what kind of football player we have.
No, there's no question about it. I mean, and that runs in both directions. You know, people like Joe Lisi and I, we do our show on a week-to-week basis during the fall, off-season. We cover this stuff religiously. We know Philip Lindsay, you know, and Dane brought up tape. We watched Philip Lindsay at Colorado week in and week out. We knew he was undersized. We knew he didn't fit the model. But when you watch this kid play, the passion, his willingness to pick up blitzes, his hands outside of the backfield. Now, did I expect last season? Not necessarily. But you watch a player like that week in, week out. You follow that kid going as far back as his high school days. You get to know him. You know what's in his heart. You know the passion and the drive that he has. You say to yourself, "Ah, you know what? Day three, free agent possibly. This is a kid who can get something done." And the flip side is, particularly in the first round, and a lot of those quarterbacks and skill position players frighten me. And that's why I see more value later in the draft for these kids, because a lot of these guys have been told since they were 13, 14, 15 years old that they're unstoppable. No one can beat them. They've been fed this year after year after year, right through college. Now you get to the NFL level, go prove it against men on a weekly basis. And a lot of these kids can't step up. They now have the money too. That drive for that contract now is no longer an issue. They have that money as first rounders. So listen, if I'm one of those first 10 teams, I kind of like the fact that they're a lineman this year, because I think there's less risk with the Quinnen Williams, the Josh Allens, the Nick Boses, the Devin White from LSU. Those are kids that you're going to invest a first-round draft choice, and you're going to say a couple of years from now that was a good pick.
All right, so let's get into that, Rich. I'm a Jets fan, okay, and I've been wanting them to get in. They haven't had an edge rusher since John Abraham. You know what I mean? And it looks like this could be the year when they get it, whether it's at the three spot or if they trade down, right? We know about Nick Bosa. We know about some of these edge rushers. But it sounds like you can get a stud later in the first round as well. I want to ask you about Josh Allen, because I'm worried, Rich, that the Jets are going to wind up with Josh Allen at three, and that he's going to be one of these guys that, a la Quentin Copels or others for the Jets, just doesn't play out at the next level. Ease my concerns on Josh Allen, Rich.
Yeah, listen, I think Josh Allen would be a great pickup for the Jets. Talk to a lot of SEC offensive players, not just last year, but back in 2017. One of the questions I posed, Dane, repeatedly was, who scares you on defense? You expect to hear the Alabama players, the Jonathan Allens, Quinnen Williams late last year, but repeatedly what I heard was, this is what I heard a lot. Check this out, okay? Not only is he 6'5", freakishly good athlete, two things come to mind for me, and he's also from Montclair, New Jersey, so we like the fact that he's a tri-stater, but two things come to mind for me. Number one, what I heard from multiple players was, he seemed to know the play we were running before we actually ran it. So what I see out of that is not just great athlete, high football IQ. That's number one. Number two, I love the two-star athletes. Love these kids this time of year. Not the four-star, the five-star kids, the kids with the pedigree, the kids who've been hearing it for the last 7 or 8 years. Josh Allen is a kid who was wholly under-recruited. Wound up at Kentucky, but prior to that, his only serious offer was from Monmouth University out of the FCS. So Josh has that hunger. Josh still has something to prove. He has that drive and that passion. He has what Baker Mayfield had when he was a walk-on at Texas Tech. I love that in college football players. I think the Jets would be happy to have Josh Allen.
Yeah, that's Jet fans would be happy as well. He is Rich Sermonello joining us here on Make It Rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Got a question about Johnny Manziel and a comparison to make to Kyler Murray. We'll do that with Rich coming up next here. It's time to make it rain, people.
Improve his responsibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. That's 800-804-7060.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Wow, going a little Europe here on a Friday with the final countdown. Welcome in, Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, the host of college Football Today here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Rich Sermonello is joining us. And, Rich, I want to ask you about Johnny Manziel here in a minute because I have a comparison. When it comes to Kyler Murray, unfortunately, I'm starting to get more comparisons to Johnny Manziel than I am to anybody else that is not Johnny Manziel. And that's unfortunate for Kyler Murray. And I'll start with the fact that they share the same agent in Eric Burkhardt. Now, we know Scott Boras was his baseball agent, Kyler Murray, and unfortunately, Burris can't be representing baseball and football. So He goes out and hires, of all people, the same damn agent that Johnny Manziel has, a guy who just, by the way, got himself canned and eliminated from the Canadian Football League, actually banned from the Canadian Football League. And this agent goes out on record last week and refers to the people who make the decisions in the NFL as dinosaurs. Anybody that had the nerve to question Kyler Murray and his ability called him a bunch of dinosaurs, and which I think is funny because the lead dinosaur just won another Super Bowl here with the New England Patriots. How much, in your experience, how much does the representation of a Kyler Murray affect what's going to happen to him in the future?
Yeah, that's a great point. I've spent a lot of time during my career over the past 20 years around NFL agents. And what you find is, you know, there's that inner circle, particularly this time of year before a kid gets to the NFL. Inner circle typically consists of family, oftentimes high school coaches, and obviously the NFL agent team. You know, some NFL agents, they have more of a family type of an atmosphere. They're trying to really groom this young man to be more than just a football player, but a good citizen, member of the business community. There is this sort of embrace that takes place that really elevates the young man. There are other NFL agents, hopefully a shrinking number, that actually take a kid down to a level that does not help their NFL career. I'm not going to say that about Eric necessarily, but did not have a good experience with Johnny Manziel, did a poor job of managing his career. Now we see Johnny possibly headed to the AAF. I don't know what kind of an impact that has on Kyler Murray, but in terms of off-field behavior, I can say that Kyler really has not ingratiated himself to the NFL community over the last couple of months. I don't know what kind of an impact his dad might have on that, but if I'm an NFL GM, if I'm an NFL head coach, in terms of intangibles, besides competitiveness, which is not a problem, I'm a little worried about Kyler Murray. I'm not sure if I want him to be the guy. Can I trust Kyler Murray with that sort of aloof personality to be the guy that I put into a locker room with players who are late 20s, early 30s and say, you go lead those guys to the promised land? I'm not convinced at this point. So we talked a lot about size. The intangibles to me are a little bit of a concern with Kyler Murray as well.
That's really interesting to me, Rich, especially because people are talking about him to Arizona. And we heard similar things about last year's Cardinals first-round draft pick, Josh Rosen. But I want to ask you, though, Rich, this. We got a poll question up, right? We got a poll question asking, what is your favorite part of the combine? And not to anyone's surprise, 75, 80% of the people are saying the 40-yard dash. That's what everyone hears about at the combine. John Ross can get an island, that sort of thing. But you mentioned the interviews and the medical. I want to ask you, what are the other kind of drills or events that you do get a really good read on someone? Like, I've heard the three-cone drill is really good for edge rushers to see if they can bend the edge, that sort of thing. And most importantly, I'd love to hear your take on that. But when I have you, Rich, also, what's up with the Wonderlic test? Can you take me behind what's in the Wonderlic test and if that is actually a read on anything? And have you ever taken it before?
I have. Yeah, I've actually taken a Wonderlic within the past year. It's funny you bring that up, just to kind of familiarize myself with the types of questions. Highly psychological, how people, you know, how people glean information from that. I think every organization is going to be different. Everybody's looking for a different type of a personality. Is it someone who is nurturing? I don't know what exactly they're looking for. But I have taken a Wonderlic test, learned a little bit about myself. Probably need a shrink after taking that, but that's a story for a different day. In terms of other tests, three cone to me is extremely important. I don't care what position it is. Quickness in space is vitally important to me, whether you're a slot receiver, whether you're an interior defensive lineman. You know, for me, you know, one of the players who I really like could have some personality issues, had a blow up with Major Applewhite last year. But watch someone like Ed Oliver. You know, Ed Oliver heading into last season announced before his junior year that he was going to go early to the NFL draft, had an average season last year, to be quite honest. But I think, yeah, I've seen the comparisons to Aaron Donald. I believe that potential is there. And the reason why is he is so fast, his feet, his hands in short spaces, in a worst case scenario, he's Geno Atkins. In a best case scenario, he's Aaron Donald 2.0. And I think he now has a chip on his shoulder because he is sliding down draft boards, at least in terms of media draft boards. I think Ed Oliver has something to prove, could be one of the stars of the upcoming weekend.
Rich Sermonello joining us here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, making it rain, people. That's what we try to do, make it a little bit more profitable in 2019, both from the sports betting landscape as well as the fantasy football landscape. And speaking of profits here, Rich, interesting thing happened yesterday at the Combine. The XFL made a presentation to NFL agents. And in that presentation, we know about the AAF, and we know the XFL is just around the corner. But something interesting happened with this presentation. They basically said that beginning in 2020, February 2020 next year, They are going to be looking to offer anybody who is NFL draft eligible a deal, an actual deal, in order to maybe go and say, hey, you know what? Why don't you prepare for the, you know, come in the XFL instead of, you know, maybe getting drafted, maybe not getting drafted in the NFL. We can offer you money right now and you can come play with us. What effect do you think the XFL being able to offer deals to people who are draft eligible in the NFL, what kind of impact will these leagues have on the college game? And what kind of impact will they have to the NFL, do you think, with these kinds of, you know, with people getting money thrown at them now?
Well, I think long term, Joe, I think it'll be minimal. You're always going to have those individuals, you know, maybe they're tired of being in school. Maybe academically they're having issues, could be off-field problems. You know, if you watch the wires, every year you're going to have those players, handful, dozen, maybe two dozen, who get into some kind of trouble, could be off-field, could be in the classroom, and they're like, listen, I'm sick of this crap. I know that after 3 years removed from high school, I may not technically be NFL ready, but instead of trying to reinvent myself at a community college somewhere in Kansas or out in California, I don't feel like doing that. I don't feel like going through the charade of being a student athlete any longer. I think that kind of a kid, I've dealt with a lot of kids who were 4-5-star kids who had all the potential in the world but just couldn't put it all together at the college level. If that kid can cash a paycheck and play NFL, potentially play in the NFL and have an audition at the XFL level, that kind of a kid I think could be a good candidate to leave early for the XFL. But I don't think you're going to see too much. I don't think it's going to have a major impact on the NFL or college football for that matter.
Hey, Rich, you know, we're talking about, and everything I've seen says that this draft is deep in the trenches, edge rushers, linemen, and not so much on the skill positions. But I do want to ask you about the running back position, okay? Because we have seen over the last few years teams taking a shot in the top 5, in the top 10, whether it be Leonard Fournette, Zeke Elliott, Saquon Barkley. I don't know that there is a running back like that in this draft, but I want to ask you about Josh Jacobs out of Alabama, because he seems to be rising up boards. People really like him, but yet, Rich, he wasn't even necessarily the starting running back on the Crimson Tide. Can you tell me about Josh Jacobs, why people are starting to fall in love with him, and do you see any other running backs that could be first-round picks, could be guys that fantasy football players need to have on their radar for this year?
Yeah, isn't that the most Alabama thing you could possibly say? I mean, right. You know, this is the, even though they lost the national championship to Clemson last year, they are still the dynasty of college football. And, you know, you want to talk about embarrassment of riches, you're right. Josh Jacobs was not the starter. Damian Harris, who will be drafted, I think could be a second-round running back. He was the starter. Najee Harris, 2 years into his Alabama career, actually is far more heralded than Josh Jacobs. By the Alabama measuring stick, guys, Josh Jacobs was a bit of a flyer, was not considered to be a blue chipper. But spent his time wisely in Tuscaloosa, learned skills that a lot of running backs do not, became a very good receiver out of the backfield, an outstanding blocker. When I talked to Alabama people last fall about Josh Jacobs, they consistently told me he's our most complete running back. We love Harris and Harris, but Josh does it all. And that's why I think he'll be the first running back taken. He is not Saquon Barkley. I don't believe he should be a top 10 pick, although that's a possibility. Could go as high as number 5 to the Buccaneers. But Josh Jacobs is the top back in this draft. But it does speak to the fact that there isn't a lot of star power. There's more depth than star power. First rounders, keep an eye on David Montgomery. If you want a true workhorse, a kid who didn't have a lot of support at Iowa State, that never had a great offensive line, always had middling quarterbacks, played with a true freshman last year in Brock Purdy. David Montgomery, in terms of complete running back, making people miss, he's the guy you want to look for in terms of future fantasy. I think he is a starter day one in the NFL and will be on fantasy rosters in 2019.
Rich Sermonello joining us here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And Rich, I got to ask you too, being here in Miami, they're pretty excited here. Not so much about the Dolphins, because yeah, there's nothing to be excited about there. Mm-hmm. But the University of Miami, the Hurricanes, look like they're going to be very relevant again. It does look like even Mark Richt stepping down, as crazy as that whole 24 to 48 hours was, they got the right coach in Manny Diaz. Yeah. Talk to me about what you are seeing from him and the university thus far as we get ready for spring practices.
Could not agree more. I think sometimes you kind of flop around, and Richt was a good hire. I mean, to me, it was certainly an elevation from the Al Golden era. Good hire, got off to a fast start, and then last year the wheels just came off. Manny, to me, is not just a terrific defensive coach, but a master recruiter. And in the state of Florida, when you're competing against the Florida States and Dan Mullen at Florida, and even now the UCFs in the South Florida, he's got to be a great recruiter. Manny Diaz is, look at his ability to get high profile transfers, not just in terms of National Signing Day high school players. He is getting some big time transfers as far away as KJ Osborne of Buffalo, Tate Martell. We all know about the quarterback from Ohio State. I think he's the right guy. He's got to develop a quarterback. It's been a while since they've had a big-time quarterback at Miami. If you could develop a quarterback, you know you're going to have the speed and the talent in South Florida. I think he's the right guy. I mean, he was headed to Temple. The fact that he got to stay home in Miami, what a godsend for both he and the program.
Yeah, they're excited here in South Florida, and as well they should be. All right, we got 2 hours in the books. We got another one coming. We'll talk a little UFC with the Sports Keg CEO, make it a little profitable for you on a few fights, plus more about the college game, the combine, Rich Sermonello, college football today. Come back and join us.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Clayton Kershaw shut down. George, you don't want to get anywhere near him. Shut down indefinitely. Dead arm situation. He's already a guy that's had back problems, and now this.
Dead arm does not occur a week into spring training. All right, so this is not dead arm. This is something else. It could just be normal soreness. Maybe he hasn't done much throwing in the offseason. I find that hard to believe, but maybe he hasn't. So it could be normal soreness. But the bottom line is this. This is now a player who seems to get hurt every year.
Saturdays, 8 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's Y-O-U-T-H to 321321.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
I'm watching Florida games. It's unbelievable the way the league, in my opinion, is trying to help this team. They get the benefit of calls all the time. It's almost like they look for other things on the fans. There's nobody in the damn seats there. These guys continue to get calls. They continue to win the games. Nah, I'm not laying 70 cents with these guys, but George, I'm telling you, like, it almost seems like the league is kind of gives Florida a push, in my opinion.
Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Getting ready, a little UFC 235 this weekend. Plenty of time for you to be able to make it rain. Some monster fights on the card. And we'll go ahead and talk to our good friend, Mr. UFC expert, Jay, the Sports Gag CEO, coming up 8:20. He'll go ahead. He's 9-0, by the way, every time he comes on this show and delivers you guys UFC predictions. He's 9-0, so he definitely knows how to make it rain. We'll help you with that. Rich Simonello joining us here on the program. And, Rich, I've got to ask you, man, because obviously we like to make it rain here on the show, and there is an awful lot of prop bets surrounding this combine here, and I happen to take a few of them, and they happen to center around Nick Bosa. And one of those prop bets has to do with this guy and the bench press. They want to know if it was over or under 24 reps. So you've seen the combines in the past. I believe one guy did more than that over the last 5 years. He's 6'4", 265. First of all, how much do you put into what a guy can bench press or not bench press? But do you think he can pump out 28, 29, maybe 30 of these things? Or are guys just going there, put it up, put it down, here you go, I'm strong, thank you very much?
Listen, I don't overstate it. I mean, I suppose for a defensive lineman, for an offensive lineman, you want to see functional strength on the bench. That's fine. I don't really overstate that. But in terms of Nick Bosa, listen, if health is not an issue, and he has had some health issues last year, did not finish the season after the TCU game in September. But if this kid is healthy, he is the cleanest, the safest draft pick in the 2019 draft. I mean, he is right there with his brother Joey, not just in terms of talent, but in terms of preparation, passion for the game. He is a future Pro Bowler. In terms of the bar, listen, if I'm a betting man, he's had a lot of time to prepare. Hasn't played football in a while. Yeah. All he has been doing is getting healthy and working out. He is an absolute beast. I would go with the over.
Yeah, that was what I did, because my thought is he's going to want to come over here and impress because of that fact that he sat out the second half of the season. And that was kind of what I was doing. But how much does his family play into this, Rich? And we can talk about this coming up. How much of the Bosa name plays into what people will consider drafting him if he's going to be the number one draft? We'll touch base with that. 2 hours in the books. We're going to make it rain here. Fantasy Sports Radio Network next.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.